96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight on our Medical Monday, it sounds like science fiction, but it's really modern medicine. Treating cancer with proton therapy. What is it? Is it the wave of the future for cancer treatment? Those questions and much more answered tonight. Joining me to talk about this are Dr. William Regine. He is the executive director of the Maryland Proton Treatment Center, and Pamela Thomas. She's a patient who received proton therapy. If you have a question about proton therapy as it relates to cancer treatment, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Dr. Regine and Pam, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, great to be here.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you so much, Pam. I appreciate you joining the program. Dr. Regine, first, what is proton therapy? When I first got this information, the first thing that came to mind was something out of Star Trek, but this is modern medicine.
Well, if you come see it, it may look like that. So first of all, radiation therapy, 60% of all cancer patients diagnosed get radiation therapy as part of the treatment. Protons is just a form of radiation that's a charged particle. And because of that, unlike the standard radiation that's, there are probably 30 centers between here and Baltimore, this therapy, when it hits the tumor, literally gives all of its dose, and there's no dose going beyond the tumor. So it really reduces exposure of healthy tissue, as it did in Ms. Thomas.
Pam, if I may ask, what kind of cancer did you have, and how did you come to be exposed to this kind of treatment?
So I was diagnosed with, it's called chondroblastic osteosarcoma, just basically like bone cancer. Once I was diagnosed, I did my research, and my boyfriend, he really helped me quite a bit. He's actually the one who found proton therapy. And once I started looking into the benefits of proton therapy over the regular photon radiation, I was sold. And then I went and met with Dr. Regine, and he's amazing. I was really happy with my choice in going to the proton therapy center.
How long ago was this, and how are you feeling now?
I was diagnosed back in February. I had a biopsy February 24th. And the surgery was April 24th, and then we started radiation the end of July. So it's pretty recent.
Dr. Regine, what is proton therapy specifically for? Does it treat every kind of cancer?
Yeah, it can treat every kind of cancer. The feeling of most of the experts out there now is about 20 to 30% of cancer patients who need radiation therapy could benefit from proton therapy because of that reduced dose. In the case of Ms. Thomas, her tumor was in the bone of her cheek just below her eye. And with standard radiation, she would have had a much greater risk and exposure of radiation to her eye and her eye nerve, which could have increased the risk of blindness. And she would also had much more radiation going to the back of her sinus and throat. So she did really well during treatment. She had some reaction, but you know, the studies have shown in patients like her who have tumors in the head and the face area, you can reduce the need for feeding tubes. Mm-hmm. Actually, Ms. Thomas didn't require a feeding tube because the reactions were so focused right around her tumor. She got through the whole treatment without having to have a feeding tube. Many of these patients we treat now with standard radiation will have enough of a reaction in their mouth and throat that they can't continue to maintain their nutrition without having a feeding tube. So that in itself, it's a dramatic improvement in quality of life. And Ms. Thomas being fairly young, the other big advantage is really keeping her risk from going blind to zero.
Wow. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about proton therapy to treat cancer on this Medical Monday. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. Lines are open. You said that she did have a bit of a reaction. Could you describe specifically what you mean by a bit of a reaction?
Well, because the tumor was around her cheek right there, so her skin did get red during it, but not like we would get years ago and maybe she would have got with standard treatment where it's literally a bad, bad sunburn. But she got a pretty good reaction there and also right next to inner part of her cheek. Got sore, but not enough that she couldn't maintain her weight and be able to eat without difficulty. So that reaction in context to standard radiation was dramatically less. And some of the studies that compared proton to standard radiation show a 50% decrease in need for feeding tubes in patients who get proton treatment for the head and neck. Mm-hmm. But this therapy can be used for multiple cancers. Wherever there's a normal tissue, like the heart or the rectum or the bladder, that's in close proximity to tumor, proton therapy probably benefits 20 to 30% of cancer patients who need radiation.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about proton therapy to treat cancer. Let's go to the phone lines. Daryl calling from Baltimore. Hey, Daryl, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, so I'm a patient, too, of the Greenbaum Cancer Treatment Center, and I was referred. I did 6 months of a chemotherapy, and then they shifted me over to do follow-up radiation to the Maryland Proton Center. Shout-out to Dr. Bodian. He was my physician there, and it's painless. What they provided me was good quality care, and I admired that, they were very transparent in what they had to offer in regards to regular, proton versus photon radiation. So, I was excited. I was young as the other caller, and they put me on to them as a follow-up to treat my cancer. I had lymphoma in my chest.
I see.
Tumors in my chest, which were treated, within like a 4 to 6 week period of radiation, five days out the week.
Well, how do you feel now, Daryl? And by the way, how old are you, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm 45. I was 44 when I was diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
Chemo wiped me out. I was on an ABVD treatment.
That was a whole alphabet soup there.
So that's just the letters of a four-drug chemotherapy regimen we give to lymphoma. Yeah, it's pretty intensive stuff.
It's pretty intensive. I lost 30 pounds. Yep. And like I said, they shifted me over to Dr. Bodian at the Proton Center. They were very efficient. I was very, because of my age and my diagnosis, it went very well.
Well,
Daryl,
thank you so much and continued good health to you. And thank you so much for giving us a call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about proton therapy for cancer treatment on this Medical Monday. Tiffany calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling, Tiffany. What's on your mind?
So my question is, my father is a 72-year-old multiple myeloma patient, stage 2, and wanted to find out if he would be a candidate for proton therapy.
So when it comes to radiation therapy for multiple myeloma, the good news, it is extremely sensitive. And compared to most other types of tumors we treat, we only need very, very low doses to actually get rid of myeloma in an area of the bone or some spot in his body where it may be bothering him. So because it's such a low dose of radiation, there's probably not going to be a significant benefit with use of proton therapy in the vast majority of patients with myeloma.
Okay. Thank you so much for your phone call, Tiffany. Pam, let me ask you, Dr. Regine mentioned that you had some reaction, and certainly as we think about the side effects of other cancer treatments, it seems that your reaction was really minor. And so do you have any lasting negative effects at all, issues with salivary glands, taste, smell, any of that stuff?
That's a really good question, actually, because I am in a unique situation, whereas I had a friend, a very close friend, who was going through the same exact situation as myself, but she was not a candidate for the proton therapy. So we were going through it at the exact same time, and after 2 weeks, she quit her treatment because it was too intense for her. She just couldn't take it. Whereas myself, my symptoms started after about 3 weeks. They were, you know, it's not a cakewalk. It's not anything easy, you know. I mean, it's cancer at the end of the day. But going through that and being where I was, they were able to pain management, which really helped me. There was, a mouthwash that I did. Since we did the proton therapy, they were able to pinpoint exactly where it needed to be, and the proton therapy was able to stay localized, and it didn't affect the other areas, such as the salivary glands, which you mentioned. It didn't, go through to the other side of my face. It stayed where it was supposed to be, and I know that for a fact because of the symptoms that I had. It was localized everywhere where the radiation was. That's where I got my symptoms, and every minor symptom that I thought maybe this is too small to talk to Dr. Regine about, but I went and I told him, hey, this is what's going on, and he had something for it. And he always, I could call him on Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon, and he called me back within 5-10 minutes. It was amazing the amount of support, and just, you know, that they have your back. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, they have your back, and it's all about you. I felt like I was the only patient there.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about proton therapy for treating cancer. If you have a question or a comment, please, if you're having difficulty getting through, don't stop trying. Of course, we will be taking as many phone calls as we can, even after 7:30. So please keep trying if you have a question about proton therapy. And by the way, if you want more information about the Maryland Proton Treatment Center, you can find it online at mdproton.com. That's MD as in medical doctor, proton.com. Let's go to Chris. Chris, calling from Greenbelt. Thanks for calling, Chris. What's on your mind?
How you doing?
Doing just fine.
My father has had his prostate removed, and his TSH levels are increasing again. The doctor suggested that he have radiation therapy, standard radiation therapy, and I suggested, maybe having proton therapy. And the doctor that he's seeing kind of discouraged it, saying that, he's seeing results out worse than having standard radiation. So I'm just trying to get, another balanced opinion on that.
Yeah, so protons have been around since actually 1988. That was the first time they were FDA approved in this country. The center at Maryland is only the second center in the country that has two significant advancements in the proton therapy that didn't exist with prior proton therapy, where some of the studies that your doctor may be referring to might have been used in treating those types of prostate cancer. And those advancements are clearly making proton therapy much more refined, and we can actually do scans while the patient is on the table and see what we're trying to treat much more clearer than ever. So there have been recent publications specific to prostate cancer that compare literally groups of hundreds of patients who've had more recent proton therapy compared it to photon therapy, and you see reduction in the side effects to the rectum and the bladder. But it's an individual case. Your dad, I don't know if after he had his prostate removed, is his bowel sort of sitting lower in the pelvis. And in that case, protons might not make a difference. But in most patients who have more advanced form of prostate cancer, proton therapy can dramatically reduce the dose to the bowel in a patient and really spare them a lot of side effects, both during and late, long after the treatment.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I need to take a break, but if you're on the phone, that includes Barbara calling from Woodbridge, Virginia, and, of course, Pamela our patient. Stay with us. You will be able to hear the program. Please do not hang up. Lots of information that we want to share with you. Lots of questions, too, about this particular treatment. So please, if you have a question, if you have a comment, lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Of course, as always, we will be posting mdproton.com on our website, WHUR. So please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation on our Medical Monday in just a few seconds.